This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair. Welcome back to The Green Room. It's our ongoing series on the 1,4-dioxane plume that is contaminating groundwater in the Ann Arbor area. Just to be clear, there is no dioxane in the city of Ann Arbor's drinking water. But what if someday, decades from now, the plume does hit Barton Pond, and Ann Arbor finds itself in a situation much like Tucson, Arizona? Back in 2003, city officials there did find the possible carcinogen in the municipal drinking water system. In this edition of The Green Room, Barbara Lucas looks at how Tucson addressed its dioxane problem.
When Gelman Sciences treats Ann Arbor's groundwater, the after-treatment water is allowed to contain dioxane in the double digits parts per billion. And that water is discharged to Honey Creek. But Tucson, Arizona's plant removes dioxane completely, and they serve the after-treatment water directly to customers.
Those pumps that you can hear boost the pressure of the water to be able to force it through the UV light.
Surrounded by huge blue pipes and noisy pumps, Jeff Biggs is administrator for the Tucson Water Department. He's proud of their new plant, pointing to a map of Tucson.
Here's the plume. We're cleaning it up. The water flows through these pipes up to here. We treat it, and then the water is actually delivered to basically the downtown area. About 60,000 people drink this water, about 8 million gallons of water a day.
Big says when they found they had dioxane in their drinking water in 2002, they were concerned. But in January of 2011, the situation took on urgency.
EPA came out with a new health advisory. Again, the old one was 3 parts per billion. The new health advisory was 0.35 parts per billion. The order of magnitude lower.
They built the plant in just 14 months. They even built the walls before the equipment was completed, leaving the roof off. When the equipment was ready, it was lowered in with a crane.
So everyone was really nervous about watching those things swing a little bit as we dropped them down here and set them. So, but we had to keep moving to meet our schedule.
The plant cost $18 million to build. They used city funds, confident they'd be paid back. That's because their main responsible party is the United States Air Force.
They've agreed to a number, so now it's just working it through the process.
Their airplane manufacturing, decades ago, left a legacy of TCE and dioxane-contaminated groundwater.
So that's the history of TCE removal and 1,4-dioxane removal in the city of Tucson. So I guess at this stage we can go inside the treatment plant. I can kind of describe each treatment process.
He says there's not much to it. The water is mixed with hydrogen peroxide, then pumped past a series of ultraviolet light bulbs, 864 of them.
Between those two processes, the 1,4-dioxane is destroyed.
The groundwater comes in at up to 5 parts per billion.
And when it leaves, it's non-detect. And our laboratory analysis detection limit is 0.1 parts per billion.
The end products of oxidizing the dioxane? Just water and carbon dioxide. But it takes a lot of kilowatts. The energy costs almost $1 million a year. The Air Force will be covering that too. They considered going solar, but it would take such a huge array.
Our main concern at the time was to get this built and up and running.
It may be energy intensive, but it's not manpower intensive. Weekdays someone's here, but today no staff's in sight. Aside from changing a light bulb now and then.
It can be controlled from our control room where we man that 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Overall, he says Tucson is very happy with the plant.
It's very simple. There's not a lot of moving parts. And it works really well. No complaints at all.
Recently, we learned Michigan's long-awaited lowering of the legal dioxane limit needs to wait some more while the Michigan Department of Environmental Quality takes public comment on revisions to the criteria rules. Meanwhile, in Tucson, things have moved independent of state limits. In fact, Arizona has no legal limit on dioxane at all. Barbara Lucas, 89.1 WEMU.
The Green Room is a presentation of the news department of 89.1 WEMU. To listen to the first 22 installments of the Green Room series on the Ann Arbor area's 1,4-dioxane plume, visit the Green Room archive at WEMU.org. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU.